Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to have you here with us today on this lovely Friday morning. And we're starting today with eight great spiritual facts of life. And these are based upon the Ageless Wisdom teachings, which is an ancient philosophy of life. And this is collated by Dick Larson of Share International USA. And Megan will begin.
So the first spiritual fact he has listed is everything is God. All that we see and all that we don't see is God in one of his infinite manifestations. Although we often say he and his, God is neither male nor female. God is also not Christian or Jew, Muslim or Buddhist. And she slash he slash it responds to whatever name you call her, him or it. God is in everything and everyone, and that makes us all part of God, and therefore part of one another, brothers and sisters, one and all.
And the next fact of life is titled, God Has a Plan. In spite of outer appearances, the constant upheavals and stress in our personal lives and in the world community, this great creative force has a master plan for his creation. Although we can't yet know many of the details, it involves learning and growing and spiritualizing ourselves stage by stage. Everything we see and don't see originates from spirit, and ultimately will return to spirit through evolution. We can be certain it is a brilliant plan and designed to bring forth our highest potential. This plan includes everyone.
Number three, one rule fits all. Where do you start? First, think, I will do for others what I'd like them to do for me. Christians call it the golden rule, but all spiritual traditions have their own version. It's the most basic and true measure for thought, word, and action. Try the golden rule at home, then extend it to your friends, then your community, and then to the world. It will inspire and empower you to look at yourself in new ways and guarantee your success as a force for good, a life of greater harmlessness and goodwill. The power of the universe is truly behind you in your efforts to serve others by treating them this way.
And number four, true happiness follows service. There's much to be done to make life worth living for every member of the human family and to save our home, planet Earth. Find the field of service that is closest to your heart and get involved, with no expectation of credit or return. To serve, by definition, means we seek no reward for our actions of service to others. That's why many sometimes do it anonymously. We simply seek to help in areas where help is needed. That can be on a very small scale or a grand scale. Just get started in some way. The Royal Road to Spiritual Growth and Evolution is paved with 1, service, and 2, meditation. Earnest efforts at both will bring joy and satisfaction beyond your imagination. The saying, "Many are called, but few are chosen," should be changed to the more accurate, "Many are called, but few respond." If you choose to respond with service and meditation, be prepared to experience the best that life has to offer.
Number 5, everything works under law. There are great impartial cosmic laws that govern everything from the unfolding of a rose to the birth of a star. Our best scientists and philosophers have only begun to probe the profound mysteries that maintain order in the universe. 2 of these great laws, the law of cause and effect, known in the East as karma, and the law of rebirth, guide the course of human evolution to its ultimate destiny. Understanding the workings of these laws explains much and can greatly aid us in reducing the stress, pain, and confusion in our lives. We create our lives moment to moment.
And number 6, God has wise helpers. Those who know most about God's plan graduated from the University of Planet Earth ages ago and moved on to bigger things and other places in the universe. But some have chosen to stay behind to help the rest of us through this difficult college of life on Earth. Known by many names, including God's helpers, saints in the kingdom of heaven, the custodians of ageless wisdom, the spiritual hierarchy, or the masters of wisdom, behind the scenes, they have been the inspiration for our greatest thinkers and the most wondrous achievements of our civilization. They are our elder brothers. Their leader is a great teacher and a great friend of humanity. They understand and love us because they were once human too.
Number 7, the time is now. As we enter a new planetary cycle, the age of Aquarius, these elder brothers of the human family are ready and eager to step forward and work openly at our side. Their leader is expected at about this time by most of the world's major religions to lead humanity into a state of self-realization and fulfillment that is difficult for us to imagine. They will speak in terms of brotherhood and cooperation, of freedom and true justice for all. With their wise counsel and our free will and active response to their suggestions, we will create a new civilization where a healthy planet, food, clothing, shelter, healthcare, education, freedom, justice, and dignity are the norm for all.
And number 8, you play an important part. Throughout the world, in every field of endeavor, there are men, women, and children of goodwill who are responding to this new energy, seeing what needs to be fixed, and applying themselves to the tasks. They're part of a growing army of people with a common purpose that will not be defeated. All are needed in this monumental endeavor, the religious and non-religious alike. No one is too young, too old, too poor, or too uneducated to join in the work and to share their new sense of hope for the future. It is no accident that you are alive on the planet at this time. We are all being counted upon to dig ourselves out of this mess that we have made of our world and begin the work of recreating it. This is a wonderful and responsible time to be alive.
So our next piece is a report by the American National Association of State Energy Officials and the Energy Futures Initiative. And it goes, there are more than twice as many solar power jobs in the U.S. as coal industry jobs. That's quoted that solar energy firms employed in whole or in part 350,000 individuals in 2017, with more than 250,000 of those employees spending the majority of their time on solar energy. Coal-fired generation employment held steady at 92,000 jobs. President Trump blows a lot of wind about trying to bring back coal jobs, but if he was paying attention, he would have to admit the growth is in solar jobs. It's almost as though he is energy blind. Another quote from Andrea Luca, who's president and executive director of the Solar Foundation, goes, "The data in this report is the latest evidence that solar is the leading job creator in the clean energy sector. Solar provides more than twice as many jobs as the coal industry, almost five times as many jobs as nuclear power, and nearly an equal number of jobs as natural gas. As installations continue to go up across the country and become a mainstream part of America's energy mix, opportunities for high-quality jobs in the solar industry will only increase."
In the period 2016 to 2017, it was predicted that solar photovoltaics installing would be the fastest-growing job in the U.S. over the next 10 years. The Bureau of Labor Statistics pegged the growth rate at 105%, saying employment of solar voltaic installers, that's PV for short, is projected to grow 105% from 2016 to 2026, much faster than the average for all occupations. In addition, a solar panel installer is a good job, meaning that it is both skilled labor and has a respectable yearly salary, about $39,490, that's US, in May 2017 was the figure given. However, President Trump's solar power tariff might have a dampening effect on growth of this type of job because of the predicted decrease in solar installations. Trump has also wanted to reduce the closures of coal and nuclear power plants, claiming that national security is at issue. The idea is that many U.S. military bases are supposedly dependent upon electricity from coal and nuclear plants, so they must be preserved. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's Kevin McIntyre has stated publicly there is no threat to grid reliability, though. Based on market forces, coal power in the U.S. is in quite a decline. Half of America's coal fleet has been marked for mothballs since 2010, a total of 262 doomed plants. This is all to say, even with the solar tariff, solar power over the long term is growing, and coal power is very likely to continue fading. The success of the solar power industry to employ hundreds of thousands of Americans somehow receives almost no recognition, and yet it could easily be celebrated and should be. Furthermore, who wants a job working with coal? Breathing coal dust can cause respiratory diseases. These diseases are progressive and they have no cure. More than 76,000 miners have died of black lung since 1968, according to statistics from the U.S. Department of Labor. How many people have died installing solar panels, I ask?
And here's another article along the same theme. Sweden is on course to reach one of its renewable energy targets 12 years ahead of schedule, with wind turbines making a 2030 goal achievable in 2018. In 2012, Sweden and Norway set the target of increasing production of electricity from renewables by 28.4 terawatt hours within 8 years. Already well ahead of schedule in 2017, the Swedes then increased their target by a further 18 terawatt hours, aiming to achieve the heightened goal by 2030. But that goal is likely to be met in 2018 if wind turbine production continues on its current course, the World Economic Forum reports, with 3,681 turbines due to be operating in the country by the end of the year.
Strong investment in renewable sources is the main reason for the progress, the Swedish Energy Agency explained. When the government decided on a Swedish target increase of 18 TWHs, the market reacted with a record number of investment decisions during the year, Marcus Selling from Energy Myndigheten said in a statement. Last year, the Social Democrat Green Swedish government set an even more ambitious renewable target, saying the country would strive for zero net emissions by 2045. I think meeting the target is entirely possible. We can see that with the goals we set previously, like the one for renewable energy levels by 2020, where we have already met the target. It actually tends to go quicker. Once you set the goal and start on the road, things tend to go very quickly. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if it's sooner than 2045, and that was spoken by the Climate Minister, Isabella Lövin, in the Digital News in 2017.
So, to finish today's program, we'd like to read an article about an African woman who is helping others. Nice Nailente Lengete was recently named one of Time's most influential people, and for good reason. The 27-year-old Kenyan has made it her life's work to help young African girls escape female cutting, commonly referred to as female genital mutilation, or FGM for short. While discussing her mission with Yahoo Lifestyle, Lengete explained the cause is close to her heart because she escaped the archaic practice herself at 8 years old. She says, "I escaped by running away," saying she and her sister hid in a tree until the ceremony was over. And she has now helped over 15,000 others avoid FGM as well. Lengete is also working to rid Africa of child marriage and FGM by 2030, introducing alternative rites of passage to her male-dominated Maasai community. She says FGM for Maasai is a rite of passage from girl to womanhood. Women are not considered women unless they have gone through FGM, Lengete said, explaining the societal role of female circumcisions. FGM in my community connects to girls ending their education with child marriage and with teenage pregnancies. A girl is 10 or 12 years old when she undergoes FGM. Then she's told she's a woman, and that means she's ready for marriage, and that means she has children. They all go together.
Lengete knew she was destined for more while witnessing the ritual as a child. And as she says, "I saw pain, I saw death. Since I was 7 years old, I used to attend these ceremonies in my community with girls undergoing FGM. I saw my friends leave school and get married, and I wanted to continue my education. And guess what? That's just exactly what she did, becoming the first girl in her village to go to high school. Her school uniform inspired other girls in her community, who later sought her help to avoid the cut. While she initially hid those seeking help, this made her a wanted woman in the region, leading her to take a different approach. The young hero instead received permission to share information about sexual health and wellness with her village. After 4 long years of educating her community, the elders were convinced that Maasai would be more prosperous if women were able to stay in school longer, marry later, and forego female circumcisions. Elders officially renounced the practice of FGM in 2014. "I'm driven by passion," Lengete said. "Being able to protect these younger girls from these harmful practices is what I want to do. It's an important job. When I see the girls in school, that's my happiness. I'm hoping to reach many more, every girl, if I'm able."
That's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like more information, you could visit the website share-international.org or email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Love and best wishes to you all.